Well, Michael Epps, good to be back, I would have thought, back in the car after a six-week break. And that first free practice session here at Snetterton seemed to go okay, didn't it?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's bloody long, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was sitting in the car, I was saying on the, to Alan Hyde earlier on the mic.
That I heard you.
I literally had to kind of regroup and get used to the car again. I'd not sat in it for that long. I was sort of like, oh, I feel like I've changed cars or something. It's totally different. But, yeah, it's good to be back. And seems to be that Snet's one of those tracks for me that is very technical, and I quite enjoy putting a lap together around here. It's a very long lap, so a lot of people will make an error on one corner if they can't quite hook up 12 or 13 corners together. So I think it works better for me because I tend to be quite consistent, so my laps will be more up there all the time. But I think we're moving forward with the car as well, so wait and see.
It was interesting hearing you talking to Alan, saying you've done your homework really, again, about really trying to work this circuit out where you can get the best out of it.
I mean, I do homework with every track. I always watch the poll app on YouTube that they have. Sir Jason's one is here, Plato's, and I noticed a few very distinctive lines and techniques that he took back in his Passat back then, which is funnily enough are working from these guys anyway. Yeah, I just took in a lot of things, figured out a lot of lines and a lot of different things during the tyre test, so that's an opportunity you don't usually get with other circuits, and it's just resulting in us going a bit quicker. And I just jumped straight on it this morning, I wasn't slacking, you know, lap one, let's go, get the time in and get on with it.
It's a good way to start the weekend, isn't it? And you touched on the fact that you had the Dunlop tyre test down here, Snetterton. Was that pretty much, though, Michael, the only time you've been in the car in that six-week break, you know, from what you've just said at the start of this interview again, you know, getting used to
that? Was my first actual test day.
Yeah,
so I've never done a test day in the touring car.
Benefited from that, the team benefited from that, Michael?
Yeah, I think we could have benefited more, but overall, yeah, we did a bit of learning, and we got a lot of running stuff out the way to do with little teething issues we still have with the car, you know. And we had a couple of those come back this morning, but now we know what they are, we can just bolt on the new bit or change the part and that's it, it's fine. So whereas earlier on in the season we were scratching our heads like, I don't know what this is, I've still got power steering problems, what's going on? So we got a few of those issues out of the way, and it's allowed us to, I guess, keep ourselves with our heads up a bit more and further up the order consistently, so it's good.
Great stuff, and you seem to be in the right frame of mind for a decent weekend. It would be good to kick off the second half of the season with a good weekend, but from the way that free practice session has gone, the first one, and the way that you seem to be talking to me, I would have thought you're looking forward to qualifying and the three races tomorrow, aren't you?
I think I am. The only thing I've got in my head right now is the difference between an older tyre and a newer tyre around here is always, for me, something you can't predict. So I'm sort of a little bit like, is that all we've got? Or have we got a bit more? Because that was actually on a carryover set of tyres that time this morning. So it wasn't a new tyre run as such. So I'm sort of thinking, is it going to go well or is it going to come off us? Or, you know, so we'll see how session two goes. It's the only thing I've got in me, really. But otherwise, I'm comfy in the car. I'm comfy in the team now. I'm comfy with everything around me. So it's much easier to just gel into a weekend and get on with it. You know, the first weekend at Brands, I didn't know what button did what. I was sitting there like, I have no idea what I'm doing right now. I was coming in with the wrong settings on and headlights and all sorts of stuff. I had no idea what I'm doing. Whereas now it's plain sailing. It's natural, isn't it? So second half of the season is always the better half, you know what it's like, especially for a newbie. So I think we're going to push for some results. I need to give back to these boys because they have been working hard, and see where we go.
Fantastic. Well, we wish you well this weekend at Snetterton, Michael. Well done. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Cheers.